From Los Angeles, California, you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting on the World Wide Web and also in other Skype-like kind of joints. And, of course, Skype is one of our favorites. And if you miss any portion of this program, you can go to our archives, and they do get archived. And you can go to Dr. Susan Block, that's Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, and just go to archives, and you can listen to many of the past shows, and you can also listen to the daily rebroadcasts of other shows which are on tape. In the meantime, if this is the first time you've joined us, then you should know that when you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And now that the Hallmark holidays are done, it's time for an uncensored celebration of love, lust, and the pleasures of life. Eros Day! Saturday night, January 19th, we will hold our 9th annual Eros Day celebration honoring Eros the god, Eros the planetoid, and the spirit of Eros in our lives. Right here at the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A., porn power couple Daryl Hannah and Jack Fountain will reign as Venus and Eros on Eros Day. And if you saw them on our Halloween show, our erotic insurgent masquerade, then you know that we are in for a rollicking, sensational celebration. And it's also going to be the birthday of Bonobo Way developer Sarah Sue Robertson. And we're going to have a whole bunch of exciting guests. We've got a whole bunch of porn stars that are going to be joining us, including Reagan Reese, and let's see, we got this hot girl, Corey Parker, that just joined the roster, and a bunch of other ones. If you just go to drsusanblock.com/Eros/Eros Day 2008. That's what you'll find. So, we're going to have a great time. It's January 19th. And if you want to join us, you can just go right through the front page. Just look for Eros Day or the blog or that page I just gave you. And you can also watch it if you can't join us in the flesh. It will be broadcast live on Radio Suzy One TV. So, ricocheting from the future to the past. Let's see, how are we doing in our Skype cast here? If you want to talk to me about any aspect of your sexuality, sex, love, life, and death, that's what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, and you just put yourself into the waiting room, and I'll put you into talking if you're in Skype, and if you're listening on drsusanblock.com, you call 1-866-289-7068. That's our toll-free number in North America. Everywhere else, you can call 213-749-1330. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just joined your channel.
Yes. Well, welcome to Radio Suzy One, and you are located in my refrigerator in my closet in Canada, I see.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't normally tell people where I live.
Uh-huh. I'm just wondering what you were in my refrigerator. Are you like a hot tomato? Nice, juicy, organic tomato? Or are you a ripe banana? Or
a leg of lamb.
A leg of lamb. Yeah, juicy. Fatty.
That's cold up there tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So, okay, so this is your first time here. This is a show in which you can talk about what you want, but you have to have something to talk about. Do you have anything you want to talk about? Really?
That sounds good.
Okay.
So that's the first words
there
out.
There we go. So now we're going to talk to Colin Wolson. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Loud and clear.
Colin Wilson.
Right. I'm calling from Cape Town, South Africa.
Well, welcome to Radio Suzy One. What did you want to talk about?
Anything. I'm basically trying to get used to using Skype, which I've just installed.
I see.
I see. Okay.
Well,
so
all right. So
you're a new Skyper.
A new Skyper. Well, is this the first time you are in our Skype cast?
It's the first time, yes.
I see. I think there's a lot of first-timers now because it's the beginning of the year.
Maybe.
People are starting with new things. Right?
Yes, this is very interesting. There we go.
Oops, now I'm having trouble hearing you, sir.
Now you're breaking up.
You are breaking up.
So you should adjust. It's probably your microphone, and there's a little line. If you click on the headsets there, there's a little line there, and Skype can tell you how well they hear you, which means how well. You see that little?
You got it?
Hello.
Whoop. I feel like I'm talking to a drowning man.
You're breaking up, so we're going to
Move you down into listening and put yourself back into waiting when you get your machinery under control there.
Okay.
We are half Mecca, half Orga. And the half Mecca is what enables us to communicate. So we've got to get that under control. Get your microphones, your speakers, everything working.
All your stuff.
Hello, Kaloyski. Kaloyski, hello.
Yes, yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I want to greet you. Happy New Year. This is from Philippines.
Happy New Year, Philippines.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is my first time also in the Skype.
It's a lot of first-timers tonight. It's like a bunch of people have gotten Skype for New Year's or for Christmas or what happened?
No, you can...
It's 3:30 p.m. here in the Philippines.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'm just listening to you.
Okay, now he's breaking up too. Say it again, sir. Carlos? Carlos?
Okay, thank you. I'm just standing by.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks
just
so much.
Stopping by to say hello.
Just stopping by. Right. I feel like I'm...
Hit and run here. Okay. Mike Ishii. Hello.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Mike Ishii.
Hi.
Hi there in Texas.
Hi.
Where in Texas are you?
I'm in the north sector of Texas, near the, like, north of Dallas.
North of Dallas. So how's the weather down there?
Actually, it's getting a little better. It's warming up a little. It was pretty cold.
Yeah. Well, it's getting cold and wet and rainy here. So is this the first time you're in the Skype cast as well? Are you a first-timer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I am.
It's the night of the first-timers. So, okay. Well, did you have something you wanted to talk about, or did you?
Well.
Yeah.
I know that, sexually, I mean, is that what we talk about in this?
I am a sex therapist, so that's frequently a topic in this Skype cast. We talk about various topics. Last night we talked about the elections, but yeah, I'm a sex therapist, so feel free to go into that area as deeply as you like.
Okay. I've always been kind of like, I guess what I describe myself like, an addictive personality.
Yes.
You know, where like certain things that I, when they interest me, I just get overzealous, you know? And sex is one of them.
Really?
Constantly, yeah, constantly, like, horny.
Constantly horny.
And when I'm not, yeah, unless I'm, like, really working, you know, or occupied with something else, whenever my mood, you know, shifts to something sexual, then, you know, I get...
You're a very passionate person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's distracting, you know.
What kind of work do you do?
I do like technical work, you know.
Uh-huh. And do you enjoy your work?
Yeah.
Good.
Sure do.
Okay.
It's very rewarding.
So do you feel that your passion for sex is somehow undermining you at work or in your relationships?
Not really, but like when I do work out of my home, if my wife is near my office, I find myself like, you know, getting distracted, you know.
Uh-huh. Do you have a good sexual relationship with your wife?
Yeah, it seems like, just like with anything that you get bored with it, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like the same thing, and you're looking for new stuff. And I noticed that when I had a vasectomy a year or two ago, I really started just like, I don't know what it was, maybe it was in my head. I just wanted to like paint the town, you know. I mean,
really?
Every time me and my wife, yeah, it was just like constantly.
You felt free?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've already got all these kids that I want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like just a, oh, maybe it's a reaction. I know I'm not the only person that feels that way, but.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very normal to be horny as a man, or as a woman for that matter. But you sound like you're a pretty healthy, red-blooded male, and you know, it's just a balancing act as to how to make that work in your family life,
right.
your love life, you know, without hurting your wife with your desires for various fantasies, I guess.
Yeah, because she's like a sexual camel, you know.
She's your what?
Up for a month, like a sexual camel. You know, she can set one time of the month and just like store it up, you know. She doesn't.
So she doesn't want sex as often as you do.
Right.
Right. And what would she like for you to do when she doesn't want to have sex? What do you think she would like you to do?
Well, like dishes.
Yes, of course. I should say, what does she think is reasonable for you to do?
I don't know. At the end of the day, you know, like, if we can get away from our kids, she might feel a little more active. But most of the time, it's late at night, you know, and she just doesn't feel like having sex. It's more like, you know, we have quickies, right?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like how she's, I'm like, are you in the mood? And she's like, well, you know, can you be quick?
Uh-huh.
So she is very good about just being a good sport, you know. I mean, because she knows I have needs.
Yeah.
She just doesn't as often, you know. I guess for a woman, it has to be like fireworks, you know. Emotionally. Men can have sex pretty much anywhere. The more bizarre and abstract it seems, the more erotic and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I think it varies. You know, sometimes women kind of just want sex just so that they can have an orgasm and then go to sleep, you know, because it's just a great sleeping pill. So it can be very utilitarian for women. But sometimes women want romance, you know. That sometimes men do. But do you think your wife wants romance? Is that what she wants?
I think that after being married for like 10 plus years, and we're still a young couple. I mean, we're,
yeah.
You know, under 35. So mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for all age groups. Because some people say that sex is best between, you know, like in your 20s. But I really think, you know, it's just all a matter of perspective. And for me, being married, the enjoyment of sex and romance, it's just kind of, you know, it's
It's what? Relative. I couldn't hear that part.
It's relative to what, you know, what your circumstances are. Kids, I mean, that plays a big part in how a person feels sexually. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you've got kids that are, you know, young kids, it seems like they really suck a lot of energy out of you, you know.
Well, often they do. Often they do. I was just talking to someone who has a young child who said he and his wife couldn't keep their hands off each other once the child goes to bed. It depends. It depends. But it sounds like you might need to romance her if you want it with her. That's the thing you have to decide. Because the first thing you said was maybe more honest, if you don't mind, or I'm sure both things you said were honest, but maybe deeper, which was that you're looking for variety, that you just, you know, after a while you just get bored with her and you're looking for someone else to stimulate you. But then you go on to talk about how she's not interested. It could be that she's not interested because she senses that, you know, you're not romancing her. Your mind is off thinking about other women, other images, other possibilities.
Yeah, I'll disagree with you there. I do see, you know, myself. I could be more romantic, right?
Yeah, probably you'd get laid more if you were a little more romantic. You know, focus that on her more. Do you say romantic things to her? Do you compliment her?
When I'm drunk.
When you're drunk, did you say?
Yeah, when I'm drunk, yeah.
Ah.
I tend to open up more if I've been drinking.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, are you an alcoholic?
No.
Okay, so then have a drink and open up to her and tell her how sexy she is and how wonderful, and that does help. It does help for a woman to hear that, especially, you know, she's doing a lot of work as a mom and really not thinking of herself as a sexual being. So, you know, when you compliment her and just kind of worship her as a sex goddess, I think that's more enticing to her than if you just say, you know, I have sexual needs, and I know you're busy, but please, let's just do it. Come on, quickie. Okay. It's not very romantic. Even though, I mean, it might be that you have a quickie, but there's nothing wrong with a quickie, but it's the way you go about the quickie. It might just be a quickie because the two of you haven't been together in a while, and then you just rush into each other's arms and, you know, you feel the passion, and it's a quickie. You both come fast. make sure she comes? Does she come when you're together?
Yeah, I think really, so, you know, there are times where she's just like, you know, and so she just wants to get it over with. So if I can be
does she have orgasms when she does when you have a quickie?
No.
When you have a quickie.
Not when we have quickie.
Not usually. When you have a
no.
quickie. Can she have a quick
like
orgasm? How does she
on
have
top.
An orgasm best?
On top.
On top. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so when you have a quickie, does she get on top?
No, I get basically behind her.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But see, she's cool with that, but like whenever passion and romance comes in, it's like, you know, not too often. You know, maybe once a week, once every other week. It just depends.
Okay, so passion and romance are one of my suggestions, and my other suggestion is a vibrator for her.
Yeah, so we have our toys. Yeah.
You have toys?
And can I suggest to anybody that out there that uses toys, or let's say even like vegetables, you're going to use a cucumber because a cucumber is like a home invasion. You want to start off with like a carrot. A carrot's like, you know, just very, hello,
yeah,
hi there, you know,
uh-huh.
just like, your door was open, I'm coming in, instead of a cucumber, which is like,
right,
you know.
No, that's good advice, thank you, yeah. I agree, cucumbers tend to be big, unless they're those little cucumbers.
You know, a carrot kind of takes
carrots,
off, it's like,
carrots are good too,
yeah,
nature's
carrots.
Own dildos, absolutely. But there's something about a vibrator. Does she have a vibrator?
We've got a ladybug.
A ladybug.
We've got, yeah, it's like a...
All right, well, it sounds like you're outfitted with the vibrator, so you need the romance. And
yeah.
Also your voice is breaking up so much that I think that it's getting real difficult to hear you, darling. But stay in touch with me and let me know how it's going, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
It doesn't sound all that bad. He gets quickie. I mean,
he does get a quickie.
She's
yeah.
very nice.
No, but
it.
He's saying
yeah,
he's a little concerned because yeah. he feels still horny.
Yeah,
and
right.
We're just trying to get her to be a little more into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm just like making a deposit, you know.
Right, right, right.
She, you know.
No, I know that feeling. I hate to have sex when the woman, you know, doesn't...
Just lays there.
I feel like, you know,
exactly.
I might as well get my liver out of the refrigerator.
yeah, no, that's... I mean, I guess it is better than just doing it by yourself, but...
Do you talk to her when you're having sex?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
And when you're in the middle of sex, I mean, you can say pretty much anything, and it sounds awesome, or just you can come up with ideas that normally just don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
just don't make sense, or just don't seem like when you're having sex. I mean,
right.
You know, it just seems to make sense. Right?
Why don't you take her down to, how many kids you got?
I got 2 daughters.
Okay. Why don't you, just for the fun of it, you don't have to do anything. Why don't you take her to one of those famous Texan swing clubs and just hang out there for a while?
Oh, soak up the atmosphere.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you just make her feel safe, you know, that...
Get a babysitter.
You know, you don't have to... Nothing has to happen.
Just go
but
for
it,
the
it is
stimulation.
Very, it is very invigorating. I mean, when people come down here to the studios and we're doing shows and people are having sex, even the people that aren't having sex later tell us, my God, we went home... We've been having sex ever since.
But the key to doing that is you have to be constantly romantic while
right,
you're doing it,
right.
telling her she's the prettiest woman
yeah.
there and stuff like that.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Try it out.
Good advice.
Okay.
All right, take
care. Okay, take care.
All right.
There you go. The romance swinger combo. Okay, so now we have... Liaz Abargil. Liaz Abargil? Hello? Laz?
Hello.
Hello. In Israel. Shalom. Shalom. Why do I feel like I'm in a restroom?
I don't know. Some weird sounds
where,
going
where
on.
Where are we? Okay.
Hello.
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 Shalom. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Radio Susie One.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
How can we help you? What do you want to talk about?
What?
Do you have a question?
No.
Do you have a story?
I know I speak English.
Okay, very good. Midabari Ivrit?
Yes.
Okay. Ani midaberet katan ivrit. Lo.
Ivanti.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom.
Todaraba. Todaraba.
All right.
That's my limit of my Hebrew for tonight. That's pretty
well,
good, though.
That's pretty good.
Better than yours.
Yeah.
I knew a few words. Hardly any.
I know, shalom.
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 Okay, we have Joel Hendry. Hello.
Hello, Joel.
Hi, Joel. How you doing?
Doing great. Now, thank you for the emails, and especially the email.
You know, we have a lot of people that sound very Skype-y tonight.
Yes, I think it's with Skype. I'm not quite sure, but... But I mean,
I'll bring it a little closer to the mic. I just want to thank you for the emails.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for the emails.
Welcome that I just sent. You guys are doing great, and I look forward to speaking to you another time.
You look forward to speaking to us another time.
Yeah, it's a little.
It's a little broken up. It is.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. I don't know if it's you or, but I've been experiencing it with everybody that I've been talking to.
I'm Stag IP with a 6-1. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Joel.
All right. Hi.
We've got Robin Ho.
Robin Ho.
Let's see if we can hear Robin Ho.
Hello, Robin.
Hello. Robin Ho. Hello, Robin Ho. Saber. Saber, hello. Well, we have considerable frustration.
Okay, all right, now.
All right, so that's that. I'm going to move you down into listening, Saber. Okay, so you are listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, and we're just floating along the airwaves here. Have I told the story of our visit to the bonobos?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you don't want to hear that story.
Well, if you want to tell it again.
Well, I guess that I got some new information, which is that bonobo males have prostates and seminal vesicles, but they don't get prostate cancer. Did I give you that information before?
No. No, I think you just gave me that information before the program.
Right. And so, basically, they think that it's because bonobos have a vegetarian diet, but they don't have a completely vegetarian diet. They do eat some meat.
Right.
But it is probably mostly due to that they have a vegetarian diet. But it could also be due to, actions like Junior's in terms of giving himself a prostate massage. Junior, the male bonobo. You know, I mean, I feel like I should tell the story again of Junior, what
well,
he was doing.
Go ahead.
But, I mean, I don't know. He was fingering himself on the hill. We were just talking about that. Kanan was also quite impressed with that maneuver. And he actually said that he goes to see the bonobos quite often and never sees them having this kind of sexual activity that they were having.
Massaging their prostates.
Well, among other things, they were also kissing.
Right, right.
And they were also making out, you know, heavy petting. And then they were also massaging their prostates. I mean, they were fingering themselves.
Well, massaging the prostate. You have to do that to massage your prostate.
Yes. But imagine an animal that is built to some degree like a human. You know, longer arms and longer fingers and toes, much longer toes, of course. Feet that can grasp things like hands. But nevertheless, still a lot of similar parts to us, like the fingers, and sticking this finger in there. Anyway, something that humans do, and the bonobos were doing it, and it was pretty unnerving, I thought. And I'm usually pretty, you know, cool about these things. Well, were you feeling pretty cool about it, or did you just feel like, oh, my God?
No, I thought I was actually laughing. It was pretty funny. It was like in your face.
Well, yes, we were laughing.
I think in part of it, they were doing it for the audience, too.
But they always have an audience. Kanan said he's never seen them do that.
Well, then, you know, this is... We caught him at the right moment. I've never seen him do that either, but it was...
I've never seen them do that either.
It was kind of interesting. I mean, what can I say? They were, you know, in your face.
They were.
So.
Anyway, we've got to go down there again. It's really fascinating to just see these creatures, and we talk about them so much, we should visit them every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back, San Diego. In the meantime, we're here in Los Angeles, getting ready for Eros Day, and taking your calls. 213-749-1330 is our number if you're anywhere in the world. If you're in North America, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-289-7068 in 2008. Isn't that great? So, anyway, people are still recovering from the Iowa caucuses. And, of course, you got that little note that...
Mark Perkel.
Mark Perkel wrote a letter to the editor in which he pointed out that actually, in terms of electoral votes, if you look at it in terms of electoral votes, it was actually very close, the Democratic race.
It was dead heat.
Race.
Any one of them could have been first, really. We were talking about one or two people difference.
Well, it was an electoral vote.
Yeah.
So
right.
That, and really the electoral vote doesn't matter in Iowa because it's not a primary that sends electoral representatives to the convention. They actually have another primary, I guess. I don't know. Does Iowa have another primary? Have a primary, a real primary?
I don't think so. They send their caucuses.
They send their caucus to the convention.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, then really they each got a similar amount of representatives. Like,
right.
I think that... Obama got 16 and Hillary got 15. And
the other guy who got 14.
Jonathan Edwards got 14, even though he
those people that
more of a popular vote.
The people that were at the caucuses are the ones that are going to go to the caucuses.
Uh-huh. You are just, you know, it's funny because I'm sure that if you favored Obama, you'd be spinning this the other direction completely. If Hillary was the one that swept it.
You know, thanks to Mark, he actually kind of clarified that. And in which case, well, first of all, I don't like the electoral system.
So I'm surprised that you're favoring the electoral system, you know, in this case.
But in this case, it works to the benefit
of your candidate.
My candidate. So I support it for this moment. And we'll see next time around.
Now, it's interesting that you are so squarely behind Hillary. Because I am on the fence. Because mainly because Hillary voted for the war every time.
Listen, at this point, it doesn't matter what she voted for. It's what is she going to do? That's the issue. And, you know, a lot of people got sucked into voting for the war. Obama felt at that time probably that he had nothing to lose.
But, you see, I feel that these politicians need to pay a political price for voting for war. They need to know that people don't support that. They think it's a politically smart thing to do, to vote for war. And that's what Hillary thought. I don't believe that Hillary really wanted to go to war. I guess I have that feeling that she didn't really want to. I just think she felt she had to vote for it because Bush was popular
and because the war was popular at that time. No, if you believe the information... If you believe the information that the Bush administration was spinning...
Nobody believed it. She didn't believe it.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
No. She, of all people, would have inside information and know that Saddam didn't have all these weapons of mass destruction and know that Saddam wasn't responsible for 9/11 and all the stuff that we knew. We knew all that stuff. And she... Right, voted for the war.
Okay,
she did.
The issue is, what is she going to do now?
Well, that's what
that's
you say the
really
issue is.
The issue.
But the people of Iowa, I think, were punishing her. They were punishing her for that. Maybe. That's what they were doing. You say they were voting against her being a woman, and maybe they were doing that. But I think that people hate this war.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure a lot of Iowans have been killed there.
Some, I guess. You know. So anyway, Obama, he's kind of a blank slate. I mean, tabula rasa kind of thing. You know, he didn't vote for the war, though. He actually, when he was campaigning for the Senate, he campaigned against the war.
Who's that?
Obama.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand.
Yeah,
I don't find that, you know, it's noble.
Yeah, that was noble.
The question is, what is
more than noble? That was what I mean.
What is going to happen now?
Well, and he doesn't really say what he's going to do.
He doesn't say anything that he's going to do.
No, he's all about bringing everyone together.
Right, and that he's feeling great.
Well, but what does Hillary say she's going to do?
She talks about a lot of issues, including bringing troops home.
Well, I guess I haven't heard anything definitive about
that. And again, the other thing is that Obama can't win.
Obama can't win, but you think Hillary can.
I think, listen, if I had Hillary Clinton there, Hillary Clinton, and I had...
I know you like to have a woman in charge.
No, and I have Billy. I miss Billy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can just see Billy. I mean, the world will love them.
I know. I do like that combination a lot.
And Obama...
I must admit.
Obama really has no... You're going to stand up there? Is that what you're going
to
do?
He likes to stand up.
Stand up act?
That's true. He did stand up before, and he liked it that way. Stand up kind of guy.
There you go.
Because when he's editing
I do stand-up comedy.
In his little editing studio, he has to scrunch down. So he feels like a free man.
I'm sorry. I just
standing.
Had to say that...
You're drinking that vodka right out of the bottle, are you?
Yes. That's I wanted to say I'm voting for Glock Moore.
There you go.
Those are the candidates we should be discussing.
Yeah, because
candidates that understand the issues.
Long before Obama.
Well, nobody could write in Frank Moore's name into the Iowa caucus. It's too bad, really. He might have gotten some votes because he is getting a lot of support. He's got a great platform, and of course, it involves ending the war, the occupation.
Well, they're all saying that now.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, you know, it's up for us. I'm the one that's going to help us clean it all up.
And the other thing that unnerves me about Obama is that he's going to go to Washington and change Washington. That's not going to happen. This guy, first of all, if he gets reelected, he's got 8 years. So he's not going to change anything in Washington. The Republicans are going to remain Republicans. The Democrats are going to remain Democrats. And they're going to be biting at each other's asses the whole time because that's what this country has become. It didn't used to be this way, by the way.
Yeah, and the thing is they talk about what they want to change is, and I've heard them all say this, they want to change how corporate America has influence government, and they're saying that now. They're coming out, and I'm hearing them say that during these rallies. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make government responsible to corporate people.
No, you make corporations responsible to the people.
Well, they're trying to. Basically, they're saying we're going to separate the government from the corporations, and it makes me say. Oh, so you're now admitting, all of you guys are admitting we're too far in with the corporations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to back off, I guess. I'm going to try to understand their platforms.
The corporations are the ones that are paying for their campaigns.
Well, the corporations are a de facto government. They are the government.
Yes, and it's like reverse psychology. Yeah. Tell the candidates or make the people think that that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for getting the corporations out of the government when the reality is that's just words.
Right. It's just
words.
And see, here's the whole problem, which brings us back to war, is that the corporations are what pay for the government, what pay for the campaigns, what pay for the politicians. And the biggest corporations, the biggest industry in the United States is war.
Who was the last...
And the different companies that support war.
What's
Because everything else is made in China.
Who was the last French president before... the French poodle, Sarkozy. What's his name? I forgot his name already, my God.
Not Mitterrand. He was
no,
the one
no,
before Chirac, that.
Jacques Chirac. Jacques Chirac said something actually very interesting, and it's right on this topic here. He says, look, we're all for capitalism. France is, in essence, a capitalist society, but it's a controlled capitalist society. It's a capitalist society that has some control over its capitalists. Because a capitalist society without control of these corporations is not a democracy.
Well, the people there in France, you know, they understand if they want to change something, they just protest. They protest all the time.
Right.
You know, if they want more days off, they all protest and they get more days off.
Because
have their protests been as effective lately?
They've been very strong. Yeah, they've held off a lot of things.
Seems
like
this whole wave of Sarkozy, I mean, is kind of going in the other direction.
You know, first of all, let me say this: one of the major forces, one of the major things that involves capitalism is a little bit like the war in Iraq. It's the displacement of people in order to get better, to get cheaper wages. France and Italy are very stable and sort of stagnant societies. People live in the house for a lifetime. France is the same way. Here in America, American capitalism has made it that you run from...
It makes us very transient.
Yeah, very transient. We run from one state to another in pursuit of being able to make a living. So It's a very unstable environment. And France is a very stable environment. I believe that a train worker who has to ride the trains for 30 years should be able to retire. You know what that does to your insides? And I think that he should have medical care, you know?
Mm.
And I think that society should pay for it. And by the way, France has a socially, I mean, they're a little staid and you know, a lot of paperwork, but it's a very stable and very joyful place to live, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, do we have any hope that any of these candidates are going to do anything about
no.
the health
they
system
can't.
Or
oh, no,
anything
yeah.
important?
They're trying. They're trying.
Yeah.
But they call it socialist. These are socialists here. What do you mean you want to take care of everybody? You know, I mean, what is that?
It's a big country.
You know, France spends...
A lot of people.
France spends, and Italy and most of the European countries spend $3,700 per citizen to have total care. $3,700 per year for every citizen, okay, or for every inhabitant there. The United States spends, guess what, almost $7,000 per person, and we have no socialized medicine.
Misappropriation of funds.
That's pretty, you know.
So.
Stunning.
Let's get back to the bonobos.
Okay.
Yeah?
Fine. I was, all right.
Well, because I was talking to Kanan earlier, because he looks at the bonobos all the time.
Okay, but they were, so they were sticking their thing up their thing. all right. We want to brand them that way as asshole punchers?
No, I mean, well...
No, what I was telling Susan is I go and see them all the time, and I never see them do anything like that.
Well, they probably saw Susan out
yes,
there.
Yes.
And they said, there's the famous sex therapist.
Stick their fingers up
yes.
there?
Yes. Watch,
yes.
this. We also do this.
You know? Was I encouraging that? I don't know. I got somebody here named Sub...
Well, I think, you know, all people put off energy,
yeah.
you know, and we all fill each other's energy. So, you know.
Yeah, you think I put off that energy? I guess I must if the bonobos
I've never seen them do that before.
That is amazing.
I've never seen them in any films.
Never. No films I've ever seen them
and
doing
the other
that.
Time, of course, there was the Lana
and
experience.
And then after they did it, they would slap it for a while. Like
right.
they were very just...
Just like at the speakeasy.
Slapping. I forgot about the slapping. Right. they were slapping themselves, spanking themselves.
Right.
They were nuts.
They were doing their Kegel exercises, sticking their,
they were
massaging their prostate,
and then spanking,
and then spanking themselves. And I've seen that around here a lot.
Of course, but have you ever seen animals doing that?
I've never seen people doing that.
You can go
until
to
here.
You can go to San Diego and see it for $25.
Right.
At the zoo.
Per person.
Maybe though, you never know, because of course.
Well, if Susan's there, you get $25.
They should have me sit there.
They should have a book signing for you there.
Right.
And
in front of the bonobo glass there.
We'll sell the DVD.
Right.
All profit.
By the way,
I got some
great footage
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, we have some footage. I got to mix this.
We got some great footage.
Sub-Zero Bob, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hi.
Are you guys having a meeting point or how do you guys talk to each other?
I'm sorry, you were sort of Skyping in and out there?
Yeah, it's a little
say
weird
it again.
Tonight. Say it again.
Okay, I'm just curious, how do you guys talk to each other? Because there's nobody talking except the host.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, because the host is really a radio station.
Right.
We are a radio station. This is Radio Susie 1, and I am Susie, Dr. Susie. That's Brother Dave, and this is Kanan Brumley.
And as soon as you put yourself in waiting, we'll talk to you.
But
no problem.
He's actually in talking.
Oh, he's in talking.
Yeah,
okay, so
that's why he's... No, he's just wondering how we have three voices when it's just the host. He doesn't see other people
well,
in the Skype camera.
Oh, I see. Well, because we're actually broadcasting from a studio.
Right.
So we're all in the same studio here.
I thought you guys have like a meeting or something.
A meeting?
A me beam?
A me beam. What is that? Is some sort of high-tech kind of three-way calling?
No. It's very simple. .com, and you put yourself in a room and you can talk there. I don't know.
No, we're actually in the same room. We are physically in the same room.
We're physically in the same room.
There's other people in the room as well.
Right.
This is actually a room full of actual living, breathing people. This
but
is
I've heard of MeBeam. So we're just beaming among ourselves, and we are in one room, and and there's three
and
of
you're
us.
You're in L.A.
You're in L.A.
Yeah, this guy's in L.A.
No.
I'm Generation Howard, humanoid. I get my stuff out of tubes, and I'm basically...
You get your stuff out of tubes?
Have you watched The Network, Howard and the Humanoids?
No, I haven't watched that either. Is it on
none of us have watched it.
Is it on the internet or is it on television?
It's an Oscar-winning movie of 1977.
Oh, okay.
What's it called?
Network.
Oh, yeah, Network.
Oh,
sure,
Network.
Yeah,
of course we've seen that movie.
I can't take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. Howard Beale. Right?
Yeah, I'm Howard's humanoid. I'm a Howard's humanoid. I get all my things.
You're mad as hell. You don't somehow sound mad as hell.
You don't sound mad at all.
You sound rather cheerful.
Thank you.
What are you mad about?
Everything.
Okay. That's great.
And
you know what? Truthfully,
you're gonna be mad like this.
Truthfully,
it's rather fun.
Actually, that fits right in our political talk. We should be mad about everything that's going on.
Mm.
We really should be in the streets, and we should be protesting
everything.
Everything
with signs that say everything.
We're against everything. It all sucks. Don't
well,
you agree?
But we're having such a good time. How could we be against everything?
So we can start over.
I want to ask.
Okay,
ahead. Is this besides Skype, is it broadcasted anywhere else?
Yes, it's broadcast on drsusanblock.com. You
on
should
the
check
internet.
It out. drsusanblock.com.
And it's broadcast every Saturday night on cable, on Warner Cable.
Time Warner Cable, right.
Throughout California.
Where are you in Los Angeles?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Serious, yeah.
I have Time Warner Cable.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're on Saturday night, 11:30.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yeah.
Which channel?
Television, Time
channel
Warner,
what?
Channel, whatever the public access
it
is.
And it also depends what area you're in.
What area are you in?
LAX.
Okay, so you can call... You can call Time Warner...
Well, is that 77, Channel 77?
I think
77?
It's Channel 77 in that area.
Either Channel 77 or 25. I don't know. So
77 is Oxygen, but I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll find it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up, and you can also call Time Warner and ask them what time the show is on in your area.
Hey, I don't have a big studio or anything, but I want to play something for you guys. If you just give me a second, okay?
Okay, we'll hang out and
sure.
Talk amongst ourselves.
We'll talk to ourselves. And hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Kanan.
Hello.
You guys.
Okay.
And now, the distinguished television news commentator, Mr. Howard Beale.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like at this moment to announce that I will be retiring from this program in 2 weeks' time. Because of poor ratings. Since this show was the only thing I had going for me in my life, I have decided to kill myself.
Oh, God.
I'm going to blow my head on this program a week from today.
What the hell's going on?
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bullshit.
Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
I am not putting Howard back on the air.
It's not your show anymore, Matt, it's mine.
This is the preview.
Am I getting through to you?
I'm
your own television, dummy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Sub-Zero Bob. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm David Ross, and I'm angry. I'm stopping this show right now.
Well, it's almost over anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anger is riveting. Yeah, that was a pretty riveting movie.
I think there's a lot of people that are angry. Like, I'm not outwardly angry, but, you know, it all sucks. I mean, it really all sucks.
Do you really think it all sucks?
I do, aside from sex, myself, you, and my friends.
But that's a lot.
Yeah, but that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's the rest of the world.
Suck.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Tell me what's good.
Well, you just listed a bunch of things. A bunch of wonderful things. What did I live for, after all? I could have gone over to the other side like Howard Beale a year and a half ago. Since then, I guess I do feel, you know, pretty good about life. I guess I'm not as worked up over
Look at
all
Britney Spears. She thinks everything sucks.
Poor Britney. I cry for Britney. I do. I feel for her.
I do too.
I mean, she could have. This is a girl that could have everything.
But then I heard she was down in Palm Springs with some paparazzi guy.
Oh, I heard she stayed over at a certain hotel.
Yeah. You guys should invite her here.
Yeah, she
you
probably
know,
would come.
You
yeah.
know, at this stage in her career, she might come.
No,
we're going to stick Eric on her. Eric?
She could stay in the Zen room for
Where's
a while.
Eric? Yeah,
and
definitely.
Also, Brittany will come
it's
in.
It's true.
We'll
feel
pick you up.
Yeah, we'll pick you up because we don't want you driving.
No.
Okay? You know, Kanan, that is a great idea.
No, no, I think she'd do it.
Yeah, she can stay in the Zen room for however long she needs to.
Yeah, yeah. She can stay here. She can kind of recharge her batteries and
you can sing on the 19th.
She just can't bring the kids here. That's the problem.
No,
she can't bring the kids
here. She can't even see the kids now.
Okay, well.
Yeah. That's it. Brittany, you're trying to be a good mother, and I understand that. But, you know, sometimes you got to say, fuck it. Let him take care of the kids for a few years. You take care of your career, all right? And get yourself all...
That probably would be best for the whole family.
She is trying to show that she is
you know,
a really...
because they're all going to be broke if she doesn't take
right,
care
the
of
whole
her career.
Family.
The whole family is going to be broke.
Including the ex-husband.
Oh, of course. I'm sure he would like her to take care of her career. That's why he's trying to take care of the kids. Keep them out of her way so she doesn't kill them.
And then we'll see how he likes taking care of the kids.
Well, no, I can't imagine. Yeah.
He'll be driving around drunk in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Anyway,
so,
we
Brittany,
should try to
yeah,
get.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I've actually been thinking about that.
Well, let's invite her for Eros Day.
Yeah.
Let's try to get an invitation to her. You know. Just in case. She has nothing to do. I mean, I don't think. She's doing a lot of engagements right now.
I doubt it.
I don't know if she's, like, playing amphitheaters.
Well,
don't worry. No one will know who you are here. So.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't have to worry at all.
Right.
No one will know who she is.
No.
No. She'll just be another hot chick.
That's it.
Drunk and whirling around and...
Right. You can sing if you want.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, who did we have here one night in the middle of the night? What was his name?
Well, you mean the guy that... The
very famous guy.
The guy from Bono, but it wasn't really Bono.
Oh, you gave it away. I was going to tell a story for it.
Well,
it was
you know,
Bono's imitator.
Double.
Double.
Mm-hmm. Right. We had him.
Yep.
He was good, though. He sang well.
He was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, there's lightning outside now.
Is there lightning? Yeah. Oh, that means it's really going to pour.
Yeah, it's a good check.
So, Kanan, this is your moment.
Yes, let me go see.
All right, we're going to have rain. This movie must have rain because the speakeasy is lubricated.
All right.
Yep.
So,
some have location, location, location.
We're,
we have lubrication, lubrication, lubrication.
We're almost at 60 minutes.
Yeah, we could end. Okay.
We can end.
Okay, thank you all, Sub-Zero, and everyone who talked to us.
Yeah.
We're going to go, but we'll be back tomorrow night. So in the meantime, be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like the bonobo, stick your finger up your ass if you have to, but don't be a baboon. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
And I want to add, Mr. Sub-Zero there, you're absolutely correct. We should be angry. We're not going to change things by just being polite little kittens. We should be out in the streets demonstrating against the thievery of Washington and the murder and the mayhem that they have caused around the world. Anyway, when we finish this program, we're going to go ahead and put you on autopilot, and we're going to play part of last year's, I believe it's last year's Eros Day soundtrack. If you're on the site and backstage, you'll actually be able to view the video. If you live in California anywhere, Berkeley to deep down Los Angeles, you can actually watch this show every Saturday night. We're on television, and it's on different it's on different channels, so you have to look up on your local Time Warner cable schedule. In the meantime, from our house to your house, thank you for having us, and we'll talk again soon. And I'm going to now switch to the pre-recorded program. And I want to thank you for having us. What's going on here? How come we have no sound? Broadcast.
I think this thing is on the wrong repeat. It's just started again.
That's
it.
That's
it.
Oh, by the way, Eric.
Yeah.
We had what might be a brilliant idea.
What?
All right.
We had to find Britney Spears and invite her to the show.
That's fucking brilliant.
I don't know how we're going to find her.
You're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, and we are changing the pre-recorded show, so bear with us for 1 second as soon as we can do this. Let's change the show here, and then we can talk about this. You can find these shows, if you miss any of them, at drsusanblock.com. That's drsusanblock.com, and just go to the archive area, and you can listen to the past year's shows. Many of you are on it. Many of your friends are on it. So go ahead and tune in. And in the meantime, our engineers are feverishly working to set this up. And that's what's going on. So, and I keep talking, and soon we will have our technical situation at hand. We'll have something in hand if all else fails. So, here we go. We're hearing...
Okay, all right. So now, this is a tricky one.
We're hearing... Okay, we're going to stop this.